Welcome to a special HR Happy Hour show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. Today we conclude our series, Mental Health Monday, sponsored by Oracle, which will focus on the third annual AI at Work research from our friends at Oracle that examined how pandemic has affected the mental health of workers around the world. Oracle, in partnership with Workplace Intelligence, surveyed over 12,000 people across 11 countries, and the data reveal how individuals were impacted and explores how the pandemic has affected different jobs, generations, and geographies worldwide. Today, I'd like to sum up some of the key findings from the research and share a couple of important lessons that HR and business leaders can take away from the data. First, employees at every level of the organization have suffered mental health issues since the beginning of the pandemic, but executives have struggled the most to adapt to remote work. While 45% of employees said that their mental health has suffered during the pandemic, 53% of C-level executives and 52% of HR leaders said that they struggle with ongoing mental health issues in the workplace. Shifting to a completely remote work environment can be incredibly stressful for these individuals. It's probably not surprising that the research showed that 85% of executives and 87% of HR leaders reported having difficulty making the switch from in-person to remote work, as opposed to only 77% of individual contributors reporting difficulty. Next, the data show that there are differences in the impact felt by certain age groups, as some have fared better than others. The research found that the pandemic affected the youngest workers the most and the oldest workers the least. Generation Z reported the highest mental stress rates, with 89% saying the pandemic has negatively affected their mental health, followed closely by 83% of millennials. In contrast, only 62% of baby boomers said that the pandemic had a noticeable negative effect on their mental health. And there are differences in how the pandemic has affected workers globally. India at 89%, the UAE at 86%, China at 83%, and the US at 81% had the most workers reporting the pandemic has negatively affected their mental health. But workers of all types have been negatively affected by the pandemic, with 70% of people worldwide reporting more stress and anxiety at work this year than over any other year. The research also showed that people want more from their technology than always-on collaboration tools and better video conferencing. Rather, they want their technology to support their mental health. In the first Oracle report based on the AI at Work research, we learned that most employees actually preferred engaging with technology and AI to get support for their mental health challenges than would prefer to talk to their manager or another person about these challenges. How can technology actually make inroads towards helping employees manage their mental health and reduce their stress? Well, fully 75% of surveyed employees say AI has helped their mental health at work. AI technology increases employee productivity, improves job satisfaction, and can improve overall well-being. Mental health issues at work are not going away and they can't be ignored. The opportunity for HR and business leaders is clear. Smart, relevant, and impactful applications of modern technologies like AI can play a significant role in improving overall and individual mental health in the workplace. And the time is now to begin these kinds of technology programs. Thanks to our friends at Oracle for making Mental Health Monday, sponsored by Oracle, possible over this past month, and putting a focus on the important topic of mental health and well-being in the workplace. That's it for the HR Happy Hour show on Alexa. To hear our full show archive, please visit hrhappyhour.net.